bless the name of Jesus. God bless each and every one of you tonight. I'd like to welcome you to Gypsies for Jesus Radio. I'm your host tonight, John D. First of all, I'd like to start out and apologize to a lot of the listeners out there. If you're listening by internet, by telephone tonight, we haven't been on for going on 2 weeks, and we apologize for that. Just had a very, very busy schedule, family members over and so forth. And again, we apologize, but we're back. Praise God. Going to be in the same order every Friday, every Sunday, and every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. on the West Coast. So God bless everyone. Tonight is family night prayer. We're going to have 60 minutes of prayer for families, for children, not only for healing, but for protection, for blessings upon each and every person out there tonight. So glory to God. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. It's good to be with God's people tonight. And tonight we're going to start out, as we always do, with a prayer. I'd like for you please to grab a pen and paper. I'm going to pass out a couple of telephone number and email address to the listeners today. I'd like to welcome the listeners that are listening by Facebook. God bless you tonight on Facebook. To the home around the world that are listening, Los Otomen Odell, under the Esco Chavez Lunau, Christo Jesus. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Well, praise God tonight. We're going to start out with a prayer. So let us pray tonight as we always do. Father God, we thank you, Amado Bell, for this night, Father God. We thank you for all your blessings, Father God. Tonight, Father God, we thank you most of all for the station, for the listeners, Father God. I ask tonight that you give us all a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit, that you lead us, guide us, direct us. Father God, tonight, Father God, let it be a night of healing, deliverance, protection, miracles, blessings, Father God. Tonight, Father God, give us joy, your peace, Father God. Draw in those who need a prayer tonight, those who need a word tonight. Father God, draw your people tonight. We ask by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. Well, praise God tonight. Tonight, as I said, I'm going to pass out the phone numbers tonight. So if you have a pen and paper ready, if you're listening by internet and you're able to call in tonight, call our number tonight. Our number is area code 917-7893. I'll repeat that. It's 917-889-7893. If you're listening by internet tonight, you can call in tonight. Those of you who can't reach us by telephone, maybe you're in a different country and it's a long-distance call for you, or you don't have an international calling plan, you could email us, and our email address is gypsyradio1. That's gypsyradio1 at yahoo.com. I'll repeat that one more time, gypsyradio1 at yahoo.com. God bless you tonight. And also, if you want to listen to us on your home computers, laptop, PCs, whatever you might have, or even your phone devices, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. That's BLOGTALK Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Go to where it says live rooms, I believe it says, and type in Gypsies for Jesus. We spell Gypsies, and it's not correct, but we do it for a reason, for the Gypsies to find us around the world. And we spell it GYPSYS. GYPSYS, Gypsies for Jesus Radio, and you can listen to us live. And again, we're on every Friday, Sunday, and Wednesday night at 11 p.m. East Coast time. I'd like to welcome Pastor Tom with us tonight. God bless you, Pastor. How are you? Pastor, if you can hear me. Pastor Tom, if you can hear me, please.
Hear me, John?
I heard it. Yes, I got you now. God bless you, Pastor. How are you tonight?
Yeah, the headset ain't working right. We're good. We're blessed. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I was on the phone with Leonard, our brother, and it's going through a lot with his father being sick. The two grandkids are very bad, John.
Yes.
They need prayer. man told me his father and his two grandkids, at any moment it can happen. So, buddy, me
oh, good. Yes. Yes.
He's like, was crying with it, you know, and it's our heart that we show, you know, as friends, as brothers in Christ. You know, the Bible says that we need to bear each other's burdens, and a lot of heaviness came off of him. He's going to try to call in, but we need to keep him, his family in prayer, God's will in his father's life, and put Len in peace, because him and his Mrs. Mary is going through a lot now.
Amen.
We know
Amen.
That God can. We know that God can fix. And
that's right.
Other than that, we're blessed. We're doing good. I'm happy that we're back on. I know that we have been missing some programs, but we've been busy doing the work of God, and doing the best that we can, and trying to, you know, help people and pray and help ourselves in the Lord, and just doing what we can, John. And I'm thanking God that we're back tonight and giving God glory, honor, and praise. And tonight will be a blessing, and we'll get some testimonies and give God the glory. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, tonight I'd also like to invite the listeners, before we start to prayer tonight, I'd like to invite the listeners on Friday night. Friday night, our brother Gus is going to do. We got a lot of background noise, Pastor.
Okay, give me a minute. Let me mute.
Okay. Thank you. This Friday night, our brother Gus is going to be sharing part 4 of The Spirit of Python. So please join us Friday night at 11 p.m. It'll be part 4. It's a truly blessed message, and it's really blessing me, and I know it's blessing a lot of the listeners tonight. So without further ado, if you have a prayer request, if you're listening by telephone, just hit 1 on your keypad on your telephone, or call in the number that I passed out, 917-889-7893, tonight. So tonight we're going to start our prayer tonight, and we're going to lift up every situation that the Lord puts on our hearts tonight. So let us begin in prayer tonight. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this night, this opportunity that we have to pray for our brothers and sisters, Father God. Father God, tonight, Father God, we lift up each and every person, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, tonight we lift up our brother Leonard, his family, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, tonight that you lead, guide, direct, and give him peace. We ask for complete healings for his Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for healings upon his grandchildren tonight. Father God, tonight, give them a miracle, Father God, we ask, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put peace upon our sister tonight, upon the mother of the children, Father God. We know that you're the healer, and that you work miracles, and you never stop. Father God, bless them and heal them tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. We have a caller, and I'm going to take this call right now, and it's area code 510. God bless you. You're live on the air.
Hello, my name is Peter from California.
God bless you, Peter. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. Actually, Bess is my brother-in-law, and he told me about the radio program tonight, so I just tuned in. Also, what I'd like to ask for is some prayer for me and my family. We need some direction from the Lord, and we need peace and comfort from the Lord also. So if you can pray for me and my family. My name is Peter.
Yes, Peter. God bless you, my brother. We're going to lift you up. Pastor, if you're there.
Yeah, John, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah. Did you hear our brother's prayer request?
Yes, Peter. Yes, he's looking for guidance and blessings from the Lord.
Yes, thank
Father,
you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you now. We thank you, Devlah, for Peter calling in, Mahodad, Mahodil. Devlah, he's reaching out, Devlah, to touch the heads of your garments tonight, Mahodil. He's taking, Devlah, a step of faith, Mahodil. Mongol direction, Mongol guidance, Devlah. Mongol understanding, Mahodad. Devlah, whatever the situation is, Father, physical, spiritual, financial,
Dear Lord, we need to come to you. You said, my Lord God, that we need to cast all burdens upon you. Dear Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, my Lord God, that you will open the road for him, my Lord God, where he wants to go. That, dear Lord, wherever, dear Lord, seems to be dark, that you will light up, dear Lord, to be told. That, bless Jesus, my Lord God, that whatever he does for work, my Lord God, the devil that he will do it, devil, honestly to you, Mahodad. And devil that you will bless him back, Mahodad, with health and happiness, Mahodad, and prosperity to his family, Mahodad. Devil, tonight, Father, we thank you for him. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor, devil. Well, I'm going to follow Peter. So you can bless him, Mahodad. And devil, guide him. Lilies Vasquez, not in front of you, Lord. Let him walk, dear Lord, behind his Father. And he will not go unless you go first. We thank you and we praise you, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. God bless
amen.
You. Amen.
Amen.
Peter?
You guys, I appreciate
God,
it.
God bless you. Stay on the line for 1 second, my brother. I'd like to pray for you also. Father God, I thank you for our brother calling in tonight, Father God. That showed a step of faith that he trusts in you, Father God. And Father God, the Bible says where two or more agree on anything, it shall be done. And I know there's more than two or more with us tonight, that we have hundreds of people listening and praying right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for our brother tonight. Give him that direction, Father God. Make a way where there seems that there's no way, Father God. I ask that you bless them spiritually, physically, financially. Father God, I ask, Father God, that you give our brother wisdom, lead them to where the blessings are at, Father God. And Father God, give him peace and joy unspeakable. Father God, bless him by the power of your Holy Spirit from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. A hedge of protection upon him and his family. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen and amen. Brother Peter.
Amen. Amen.
Please join us if you have time on Friday and Sunday nights for the Word of God. Did you have the number? I know that you will be blessed by it. We'd love to have you. And I want to thank you for the call tonight, my brother.
Amen. Thank you guys very much. I'm blessed already, and I'm going to be listening in tonight. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate
it. Amen. I'm putting you on my prayer list, brother. I just put you on my prayer list. I'm praying for you every day. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Amen.
That encourages us that we know that we're doing right for God. When brothers and sisters call in, we know that we're
being heard.
We're being heard.
Amen.
We're a voice in the wilderness. And this young man tonight was drawn by the Holy Spirit. God bless him and his family. Give God glory.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God tonight. You know, and that's what it is. It's a step of faith. When we pray together and we ask, sure, we should go to the Lord, but we should also go to the brothers and sisters in the Lord and pray. The Lord tells us to do that, to pray for one another. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous avails much. Amen. Praise God. So I'd like to continue in prayer. If anybody else has a prayer, just hit one. I'm going to keep that. We'll stop and then we'll continue in prayer tonight. Amen. So God bless you tonight. The listeners by internet, call in tonight. 917-889-7893. God bless you. Father God, as we pray, Father God, we want to lift up the children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, the children that need a miracle of healing tonight, Father God. We lift them up, Father God. The children that the doctors say they have cancer, and those that are in the cancer wards, we ask for complete healing for them. A miracle tonight, Father God. Put peace upon them, their families tonight, because we know that you're the healer, Father God. We know that you're there with them, Father God. Father God, children, Father God, with heart problems, Father God, we ask that you open up every artery, heal every muscle, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you heal their hearts completely. Murmur hearts, Father God, we come against it in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for healings tonight, Father God. Children with bad eyesight, Father God, that you heal their eyes, Father God, tonight in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch them and heal them. Put peace upon them tonight, Father God. Children with broken bones, Father God, with diabetes, Father God, heal tonight. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God. Children with, Father God, with high blood pressure, Father God, in the name of Jesus, children that are being abused, Father God. Watch over them. Protect them, Father God. Make a way of escape for them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, children from broken homes tonight, heal their hearts tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Restore tonight, Father God, what the devil has stolen from them. And Father God, tonight, Father God, we lift up children tonight in the burn units, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Yes,
touch them. Take away the pain, Father God. Men's broken bones, Father God. Take away the pain, Father God, from those children. Let there not be any scarring on their flesh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Children, Father God, that are being bullied, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Stella, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them shall be condemned, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, as the children go back to school, Father God, we ask for a hedge of protection upon each and every child, Father God. We come against predators in the name of Jesus, Father God, and Father God, that they stay far away from these children, Father God. Father God, tonight put conviction on anyone that harms a child, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, tonight, Father God, watch over every child, Father God, every family, Father God, families that need a financial blessing tonight, Father God. Open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing that they can't contain, Father God. Father God, make a way where there seems that there's no way, Father God. For the fathers who are looking for ways to provide for their families and the mothers that are looking to provide for their families and children, Father God. Tonight, Father God, lead them to where the blessings are at, Father God. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God. You lead their steps, Father God. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. Lead them to a blessed man or woman that will be a giver for your sake, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, Father God, we call every need met, every bill paid by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, that every vehicle has gas in it, every refrigerator has food in it,
every pantry,
Father God, is full, Father God, enough, more than enough, Father God, that they're able to give to others and bless others, Father God. Father God, that every wallet, every purse is full, in Father God, and bank account, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, put peace upon families who have anger. Take away anger from people tonight, we ask, Father God. Take away hatred, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bitterness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, take away stress and worries tonight, Father God. We lift up those who are going through stress tonight and worrying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Protection, Father God, upon them, in the name of Jesus. Heal their mind, body, souls, and spirits. Father God, we pray for the lost, the backslider tonight also, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We also want to lift up to you, Father God, children, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, Father God, for protection upon them, for blessings upon them, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, tonight, Father God, watch over them, guide them, and lead them, Father God. In Jesus' name, may they grow strong in you, Father God. Let us be the examples. Let us walk in the way that you would have us walk, Father God, that they might see the light, your light shine through us, that we might be example to them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for each and every family, each and every child, and each and every miracle and healing. Thank you ahead of time for the testimonies that we're going to hear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor, God bless
amen.
You. Your mic.
Amen, John. You know, seeing that when you pray, what's beautiful about it is that you're going to be able, John, to witness what you prayed for them. How amazing is that? To see
amen.
The hand of God, glory of God. You know, Manus Tubulus paralyzed. Tubulus Daimole de Rissa. We see the
truth.
Says that he went up into the mountains alone. And when evening approached, he came back. It shows us that Jesus wouldn't do anything without praying. We need to be the same example. The Bible tells us, John, to be Christ-like, to be duplicated to Christ. It tells us, put on the mind of Christ, to focus on heavenly things up above, nothing down here at the Illumina. You know, yes, sometimes you get caught up with the bills, you get caught up with the things, but, you know, to have the prayer life, give God the time, they will be stood. And remember this, also pray for yourself. When you're alone, praying, ask God to give you that strength. Ask God to give you that extra time that you can spend with Him. You know, John, He spent many hours on that cross, but He was beat to beyond recognition before they put Him on the cross. And it wasn't a fast thing, John. Many, many hours were involved. And He sat there, and He suffered. And yet, through all that, being poked, beaten, organs hanging out, it stayed daylight. You could have saw His organs. Daylight was shining through Him. He still prayed for us. He said, forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do, Father. My brother,
that's
right. Tonight, that's listening. Jesus, till the last drop of blood came from His Father, and gave it all. Tonight, you need to give it all to God. Whatever it is.
Amen.
Fear, devil, adar, financial problem, physical, spiritual.
Right.
Maybe you're not that man or woman of God that you were a month ago or a year ago. Maybe you left your prayer life. But remember this. God is calling you back tonight. To give
Amen.
That fellowship with God. You see,
Amen.
Like with your father, you know, you don't see him for a couple of days. You go to his house. What does he do? Puts you to eat. Talks to you. You ask him advice. Well, tonight, you need to spend that time with your heavenly father. Your earthly father
Amen.
Can help you with the earthly problem. But see, the party most, and the Kazu John, a duke, and the party most, better be a duke. Shall be devilish. Jesus Christ can be the only father that can help you in that most time of need. Yes, your father, earthly father, my God, will give everything he's got to you. He'll be there with you through your sickness, through you, whatever problem you are, and you see Christ will solve it and fix it. The father
Amen.
Can only do so much. Can only go so far.
Yep.
But that's where the heaven opens. That's, John, where the miracles be. That's where the
yes.
love, the mercy, the grace of it will suck the most. John, you just experienced a big miracle in your life with your grandbaby. And I
yes.
thank God we were all here to be able to witness that. Meta, Elumia, that you know. So, Mato Elumia, the world will condemn you. The world will tell you horrible things. But you know what God says? By my stripes you are healed. All you got to do is pray. All you got to do is ask and receive. All you got to do
right.
is surrender. You got to surrender. See, God is talking to me tonight, John. There's people out there, they're not surrendering. And God showed me a way to show that tonight. If a guy Joe comes and pulls a gun and puts a gun to you and says, pick up your hand. What are you going to do, John? Pick them up.
That's
a form
right.
of surrendering to him for your life. Well, do you know that when you
True.
Lift up your hands and you pray and worship God, John D., that guess what happens? You surrender
really,
your life to
is.
God, not the man. But look what the Bible says. If a man loses his life for this world, he's lost it. But if a man
right.
loses his life for me, he's just received it. Okay, in full.
Amen.
And
you know,
I guess
you know,
not. Go ahead.
Amen. No, go ahead, Pastor.
Tonight,
you know,
there are people out there. They need to hear it, John. They need
yes.
to hear that they
yes,
have
you know,
to bring back God in their life.
Amen. You know, as a minister of the good news, Pastor, I've always preached
That's right.
because God That's fine ministry, to preach hope and faith to people into the world. And I'd like to read something. It's in Matthew. Actually, before I came on the air, I put this on my Instagram. Matthew 21:22. In all things whatsoever you ask in praying, believe you shall receive. We have to believe ahead of time that we're going to receive. If we confess it, if we believe it, and we confess it with our mouth, we receive it. And see, those are not my words. Yes. Those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And the Bible says...
John, would you read Hebrews 11:6 when you get a chance?
Sure. Just give me one second. You know,
scripture. We have to have scripture to back up what we say. And we don't want people to think that we're faith, prosperity, name it, and claim it. No, we're full believers. And we have
I believe in name it and claim it because you know what? The Bible says that. Okay.
That's
Some of the
healings
doctors.
And miracles.
Okay. Right. Okay. But I have to say something here. My brother Wayne is listening in KS. And God bless them, and they're a blessing. And just to give a short testimony, many years ago, we both worked in a ministry. I was a volunteer in our ministry, and we had a food store. It was a red grocery store. It was beautiful. And we prayed every day. And our brother Wayne would never allow me to confess negative things. I love him for that because you know what? Yes, he taught me everything that we would talk about would be blessings. Okay.
That's right.
And he would always share with me, you know, when he would not when I said something that was out already, he would say, I rebuke that, okay? Mm-hmm. And you see amen. Because you know what? In the Bible it says with our mouth. You know, if we confess, the tongue is a fire, the Bible says. And we could either use it to bless man or to curse man. I choose to bless man with it.
Try it. The tongue speaks life or death.
Amen. Amen. And you said Hebrews 11, Pastor?
11:6, yes.
11:6?
Yes.
It says,
we'll believe and name and claim it. A healing on a sick child, a healing on someone with cancer, a miracle in somebody's life, we'll name it and claim it. But we will not name and claim money. And we will not name and claim a Jet, a Rolls, a Rolex. No. God is in the miracle business and the healing business and also in saving you from health, saving you from the word salvation. We're just going to make it plain and simple. Saved from health. Is that about cover, John?
Amen. Amen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Mm.
Amen?
Diligently
so I'll repeat it one more time. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to him comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen?
Amen. See that word, diligently, John? You know what that means? To believe it, accept it, do not question it. It is done, and you will receive it. And with full honor to believe in him, to receive the faith. Because God doesn't want you to come faithless, because it ain't going to work. What does the Bible say? Faith comes by what, John?
Hearing.
The
and
word
hearing by
of
the
God.
Word of God. Well, that's right.
Amen. And there it is.
Amen.
See, back it up.
Diligently means constantly seeking them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm diligent about waking up and going to work in the morning. It says, yes, don't stop. Don't cease from praying.
You know what diligently means? The woman with the issue of blood bleeding. John. She didn't stop until she got the edge of his garment.
Right.
And what did she get?
Right.
God says he will reward you. He will reward you for that. And what was her reward? Healed. She went broke, gave every dollar she had to doctors, and it couldn't cure her. But when she just touched the tassel on the garment of God, she was instantly healed. on that minute, in that second. Tonight, you could be healed.
That's right. And, you know, the thing about it is it's the parable that Jesus spoke about the judge and the woman coming to him. And he said, you wore me out. And he gave her her wish. He said, you wore me out.
That's
how
right.
it works. You know what? Yes, pray about it, believe it, receive it, but remind God, because the Word of God tells us to remind him of his promises, okay? And you know, it's not that God forgot anything, but he wants us to remind. That's for our blessing. That's for us to remember what he says in his Word. So we remind God of his promises. Amen. Not in some cocky or prideful way, okay, but that's so that we can receive our blessings from God and our prayers are answered.
You
Amen.
Can be prideful. You can be prideful, John, in your God. You can boast about him. You can stick out your chest, and you can be real prideful about you.
Yeah. See,
about telling people how beautiful he is.
If I boast in something, I'm going to boast in the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Praise God.
We'll disarm him.
Tonight,
God will pick him up.
That's right. Tonight, if anybody has a prayer tonight, just hit one. If you're listening by telephone on your keypad, hit one on your keypad on your telephone or call in tonight. Area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. God bless you tonight. You know, I like to just call up. I believe our brother Gus is with us. I like to say hi to our brother Gus tonight.
Amen.
Gus,
hi, brother.
How are you tonight?
Good,
God bless
brother.
How
John,
are you?
How are you? Good. I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Praise God. Praise the Lord tonight, brother Gus. Would you lift up what God puts on your hearts because it's family and children's prayers tonight? If you have a prayer request tonight. Or whatever God puts on your heart tonight, would you lift it up in prayer? God bless you.
Yes, we'll do that. God bless you, listeners, callers, for faithful. God bless you for being faithful and calling in and praying and continuing on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays, and asking for prayer because there's power in prayer.
Amen.
The heavens open up and God pours out his blessings upon us, Yeshua.
Amen.
So this ministry has just been such a blessing. I thank Brother John for allowing me to come in and share the series that we've been doing with you guys on the Python Spirit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Tonight, if you guys have any prayers for your children, to bring your children closer to God, and if you guys want direction for your children, it says Acts, James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask of the Lord who gives generously without reproach, and God will give us that wisdom, because let me tell you, I lack wisdom. Every day I lack wisdom, and I ask God, Deva, give me direction. Give me your guidance. Let your light be a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet, because I need that daily, not just once a week or once a month. I need that daily.
Amen.
So we can ask God daily. We can come boldly to the throne of God and ask for forgiveness and ask for healing and ask for chains to be broken and ask for healing. God bless you guys. If there's any callers, call in. If you have any prayers, call in, and we'll pray with you guys. We'll pray for you guys. God bless you, John. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Thank you, Gus. God bless you tonight.
God
Amen.
Bless you, too.
No.
Hey, Brother John, a question.
Yes.
A couple of the listeners here in California that I text the number to, probably 10, 15 different people, they said the radio station was low, not bleary, just low where they couldn't hear, and they were turning up their phones as loud as they could, and they couldn't hear. Is there anything that you can do to get that louder by any chance?
You know,
that is true a couple times, John. It was very low for me, too.
I'll tell you what. Let me do this. Let me do this. I'm going to hang up and call back in. I just might have a bad connection, and I will be right back. And let's do this. Let's go to a song here,
okay.
A short song of worship, and we'll be right back with you and continue with the prayer. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. All right.
Your memory, Devla, is great. Tonight, Lord, I thank you, dear Lord, for the miracles. I thank you, dear Lord, for healing Gus's father, Mohodel, and having Gus, dear Lord, part of our life, Mohodel. Thank you tonight, Mohodel, for the miracles, dear Lord, that we've been hearing, Mohodel. That the sick children, dear Lord, have been healed, Mohodel. Dear Lord, we heard that there was a baby, dear Lord, 6 weeks old with heart trouble, Mohodel. And dear Lord, you touched Mohodel and you healed Mohodel. And I know, Mohodel, what that is, dear Lord, with my body and my little grandson, Mohodel. You gave us, dear Lord, a miracle with Mecca and Sam, Mohodel. And I thank you, Mohodel, for your touch, for your heal, dear Lord. Tonight, Mohodel, we pray, dear Lord, for the children, even if they have colds, Mohodel, whatever, dear Lord, might be. We ask now, Father, in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ, you will touch those children, dear Lord, that, dear Lord, they have chicken pox, Mohodel, measles, Mohodel, mumps, whatever, Mohodel, ails them, Mohodel. Whatever may be upon them, Mohodel, whatever sickness, whatever will happen, Mohodel, that you'll be there, Mohodel, in that instant, Mohodel, and touch their blood, heal, Mohodel. Children, their blood, that's been in car accidents, Mohodel, protect them, their blood, that there'll be no car accidents, there'll be nothing, Mohodel, that your hand, their blood, will be upon them, Mohodel, that you will anoint their blood, that you will touch, Mohodel, people with heart trouble, Mohodel, people, their blood, with the people that are scared, Mohodel, the spirit of fear, Mohodel, to be gone, dear Lord, off of them. Panic attacks, Mohodel, to stop right now, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. The way, dear Lord, you parted the sea, dear Lord, for Moses, Mohodel. We ask tonight, dear Lord, that you will part people's life, Mohodel, that they will cross, dear Lord, to the safety where you are, Mohodel. Because you know, dear Lord, the blessing is on the other side, dear Lord. Tonight, Mohodel, we ask, dear Lord, that all your people, Mohodel, come to you, Mohodel, where you're at, your feet, your throne, Mohodel. The devil that you will touch, Mohodel, whatever devil the situation may be. People, devil, with Alzheimer's, Mohodel. People with dementia, Mohodel. People, devil, yes. That has had more problems, Mohodel, of hip and joints, devil. I heard, devil, a couple days ago, it was a puri, devil, fell, devil, broke her hip. And the doctors gave her no chance, Mohodel. Dear Lord, we ask that you take the pain from her, Mohodel. Dear Lord, her name is Susie, Mohodel, that you will touch her right now, Mohodel, and heal her hip, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I thank you, dear Lord, for the weekend that we had, Mohodel, the dedication of the children, the dedication of the people, Mohodel, with Pastor J.R., Mohodel. It was so anointing, Mohodel, to be in your presence in that church, Mohodel. And dear Lord, we pray, dear Lord, for those two young ladies, dear Lord, that came, two young girls, dear Lord, teenagers, came alone. And they said, dear Lord, that they could have went wherever, an ice skating ring, a rolling skate. But, dear Lord, they said they wanted to be here tonight to receive their healing, dear Lord. Tonight, Father, heal them, Mohodel. Touch them, Mohodel. Anoint them, dear Lord, because, Father, they chose to be, dear Lord, on your side, not on this side, Mohodel. Tonight, Father, we pray for those, dear Lord, that has not found, that has not, dear Lord. Those who have family members, Mohodel, that has not, dear Lord, received salvation yet. Let it come, Mohodel. Your time is here, Mohodel. The end is near, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for promising, dear Lord, us, dear Lord, that we will not, dear Lord, be hurt or suffer, that in a twinkle of an eye, Tusa, Mohodel, will be in heaven, Mohodel, that we'll be walking, dear Lord, streets, dear Lord, paved with gold. I pray tonight, Mohodel, for those who lost a loved one, Mohodel, that you will put peace, dear Lord. Whatever it was, Devla, a child, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, whatever, Mohodel, that you will heal and touch, Mohodel, in the name of Jesus Christ, Mohodel. We come against infections, Mohodel. My cousin, Big Mike, Mohodel, he's been fighting infection, Devla, in his legs for 1 month now, Mohodel. But, Devla, we ask now, Devla, that you will touch, Devla, and that you will heal that, Mohodel, that infection. The antibiotic is not working, Devla. You be, Devla, the cure for that, Mohodel. That, Devla, he's your servant, Devla. He sings, Devla, for you on the CDs, Devla, in the church. I ask, Lord, that you will give him that power, Mohodel. I ask for protection, Devla, upon Devla, family, Mohodel. Devla, people that will be, Devla, break-ins, Mohodel, that we're hearing, Devla, what's going on around the world, Devla, the terror, Mohodel. A few months ago, we heard a story. A man, a woman, Devla, that I knew, Devla, in Portland, Mohodel, came in, Devla, and they were murdered, Mohodel. We ask, Devla, that you will watch all your people, Devla, from that, from drive-by shootings, Devla, young kids, Devla, stealing cars, Mohodel. Tonight, Father, you're in charge of your people. and we give you, dear Lord, the glory, the honor, and the praise, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, for blessings on my brother Tony, dear Lord, physical, spiritual, financial. I pray the same blessings, Lord, on my brother Billy, Lord, spiritual, dear Lord. Blessings, delicious, financial, Devla, Pacha, delicious, Devla. I pray, Devla, for my brother, touch tonight, Devla, that you will touch us right now, Devla, right where he's at, Devla, and supply him with all his wants and needs, Devla. And now, Devla, I pray too, Devla, for my brother, John D., Devla, that you will touch him, Devla, and bless him, Devla, whatever Devla's going, whatever he needs, Devla, that you will touch him, physical, spiritual, financial. I ask for peace, Devla, in Mokay Linda, Mordo, right now, Devla. If you will touch her where she's at, Mordo, you will put peace, Devla, and take worries away from her, Devla, that she could focus more on you and less of this world and less of this ugliness, Mordo, that's drawn us. Tonight, Father, we thank you and we ask, Devla, that you watch over, Devla, people that are driving motorcycles, Mordo. We've seen a wreck today in the rain, Mordo. We ask, Father, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ, that you will heal, Devla, that man, Devla, that fell off that motorcycle in the rain, Devla. We stopped, Devla, but the gendarme wouldn't let us get near, but we seen he was okay, Devla. He lifted up his hand. Father, let him lift up his hand to you, Devla, that you touched him and you healed him. Broken bones, whatever, Devla, whatever it is, Devla, organ damage, Devla, that you will heal, touch, Devla, whatever bruises, Mordad. Father, watch over, Devla, Shahrukh, Janik, and Infendi, Mordad. The little roofers, Devla, the little body men, Devla, the driveway men, Devla, you'll keep them safe, Devla, and the machinery won't hurt them, Mordad. Tonight, Father, we have so much to be thankful for, but most of all, Devla, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for being part of our life. And I praise you. I thank you for all, Devla, the love in my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say, amen. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor. You know, I hope I'm sounding better. I changed over headsets here.
Yeah, it's a little louder. It sounds great.
Yeah, amen. I got my beats in tonight, so
it's
I'm a rapper. Okay, praise God. Praise God tonight. Well, praise the Lord tonight. I'd like to also pray for a couple of people out there. I'd like to lift up our brother Wayne, who's listening, our sister Kate. As I shared before, our sister Kay went through a hip replacement operation. She's in rehab, and like to lift her up in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for our sister Kay, Father God, our brother Wayne. Tonight, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, for a complete healing for our sister Kay, Father God. Take away any pain, any discomfort, any symptoms, Father God, from the surgery, Father God. We ask that you give her peace tonight that passes all understanding. Father God, I know that she's a woman of God, a woman of faith, Father God. Tonight, Father God, provide every need. Give our sister Kay the desires of her heart. Bless her with the crown of her head to the soles of her feet by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And Father God, we also lift up our brother Wayne and his whole entire family, Father God, his children, our sister Tanya tonight. I'd like to lift up Kevin tonight, his family, Father God, the grandchildren, Father God. Father God, I ask for your blessings upon them. I ask that you lead them, guide them, direct them, Father God. Father God, our brother Wayne has always been a mentor to me. He's always been a prayer warrior. We've been like brothers for over 40 years, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, provide every need for Wayne, his family, Father God, spiritually, physically, financially, that every need is met, every bill is paid by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, that you keep him always strong in you, in the Word, Father God, as you have been, Father God, and how it's a great blessing on how you changed him, Father God. And over the years, Lord. Father God, and Father God, he loves you. Father God, continue, Father God, the work that you're doing in his life. Bless him tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. Amen.
You know,
amen.
John,
I lift up my sister. Oh, go ahead.
We know that tonight is really led by the Lord. I didn't know that our sister Kay had the hip problem. prayed for that. And certain things that you said tonight in your prayers are things we've been praying for our people here in New Orleans. So tonight really is led by the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for that, because
amen.
How we know that the Lord is in it is when we get confirmation like this. Amen. So give God
amen.
All the glory, honor, and praise.
Amen. I'd like to also lift up our sister Linda, Father God, for peace, for joy, Father God. Lift up her whole entire family, Father God, her children. Father God, I ask tonight for a hedge of protection around them, a blessing upon them. Father God, tonight, Father God, a fresh new anointing, Father God. Bless our sister from the crown of her head. Provide every need for her, Father God, spiritually, physically, financially, Father God, to the soles of her feet. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God. Also, Father God, I lift up to you, Father God, my daughter-in-law, Chrissy, before you, Father God. And Joey, I ask for a complete healing tonight for Chrissy, Father God. Father God, stabilize her pressure, Father God. Father God, that when we go to the doctors in the coming few weeks, Father God, that they find nothing wrong with her heart, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Peace upon her, a complete healing, Father God. Father God, bless Joey, the children, the hedge of protection around them.
Yes.
Provide every need for them, spiritually, physically, financially.
Yes.
Bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name. And Father God, I lift up our brother Gus to you, Father God, tonight, Father God. I thank you for him, Father God. I thank you that he's been a mentor spiritually for years with me also, Father God, and with the work that you've done and that you're doing in his life, Father God. Thank you for the miracle for our brother Steve. Father God, bless the whole entire Conway family tonight, Father God. A hedge of protection around them spiritually, physically, financially, that every bill is paid, every need is met by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray and we say amen and amen.
Amen.
Tonight, we have just a couple of minutes left. Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. God bless you. Tonight, we just have a few minutes left tonight. If you have a prayer request, hit one if you're a caller listener on your keypad tonight. Call us at 917-889-7893. And just to make a couple announcements, we'll be back on Friday night, 11 o'clock East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central time. That'll be 8 o'clock on the West Coast. And it'll be part 4 of the spirit of the Python Spirit. So join us for that. We'll be back on, of course, Sunday night again with the last part, I believe, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs of faith. Amen. So tonight, I would ask if there's anybody out there who's never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight. You feel that you have no relation. You never received him. You heard of him. You might even profess him and say, yes, he's God. But you don't have a relationship. The Bible says you must be born again. If you don't know where you're going to at the end of your life, then you need Jesus in your life. You need to be born again. Well, how can you be born again? You have to accept him as your Lord, your Savior, your Master, to receive him into your heart by faith. How do you do that? You can have eternal life. You don't have to go and pound nails in your hands or crawl up steps or walk backwards or anything or be in some kind of fan club or fraternity. All you have to do is believe that he is your Lord and Savior. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says to confess him with your mouth and receive him in your heart. So I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Tom to give out what we call the believer's prayer, because you have to be a believer to receive it. So, Pastor, if you will, God bless you.
Amen. Yes, John. Before I give the prayer, I want people to know the Bible shows us about blind Bartimaeus that when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth coming, he began to shout. He began to be noticed. And he stopped God in his tracks. If you want your healing, you've got to call on the name of Christ. You've got to allow him to come in. And blind Bartimaeus went up to him, and God asked him, what can I do for you? He said, I want to see. And he said, go, your faith has made you whole. Tonight, you receive Jesus Romans 10:9 and 10:10 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and Savior, the Bible tells us that we will be saved. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you're looking for healing, you're looking for a new life, please bow your head and pray and follow what I say and mean it with your heart and say, Lord, here I am. I'm a sinner. I ask that you wash me and cleanse me from all my wrongdoing, for all my I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are Lord and Savior. On the third day, you will visit heaven, the death, the cross, the forgiveness of my sins. Come live inside of me. Change me. Make me new. And tonight, I thank you with all my heart that I am a new creature. That I am a new person. Receive you as my Lord. You receive me as your child. In the name of Jesus Christ, and faith. Amen. Amen. If you've said that prayer for the first time tonight, welcome. God bless you, man. The Lord. Mike is yours, God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. And you know, if there's anybody out there that you once walked with the Lord, you were a born again believer tonight, and you, for some reason, you're no longer walking with Him, that you feel that you're far from God tonight, you could always come back home, just like the prodigal son. And for those who profess that they're believers, but just not walking, you're walking in the world, you're walking carnally. Tonight you can come back home by saying a simple prayer.
Amen.
Say this prayer and believe it in your heart. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry that I disobeyed you. I ask you once again to take me back, Lord. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior and my Master, and that He rose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to fill me with your Holy Spirit, with your presence, with your love, with your peace and joy. Father God, give me the strength, the desire to walk with you each and every day of my life. I'm coming home, and I thank you for receiving me in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. If you said that prayer, welcome back home. God bless you. We miss you, but most of all, God missed you. Heaven is rejoicing tonight.
Yes.
We're rejoicing in our heart. I'd like to thank each and every listener tonight. As we go off the air, join us Friday night, 11 o'clock East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central time, and on the West Coast, 8 o'clock. We want to say we love you. God bless you, and most of all, that Jesus loves you. From Justice for Jesus Radio, good night. God bless everyone.
Good night. God bless from New Orleans. We love you, but Jesus loves you more. He died for you. Remember that. Good night, Gus. Good night, John. We love you.
Good night. God bless.